You're listening to K-Hum, and right now I'm sitting in the Carlo Theater on the stage, on the set, in fact, of Whether We Like It or Not with Lucy and Ariel, who ended up putting this together. You guys are coming back as a part of the Nancy LaFrenz Memorial Scholarship for the Mad River Festival, which is pretty cool.
Every year they choose an alumni company to come back and be a part of the festival, which is exciting for us because we now live in New York City. And it's a real treat to come back to this tiny town. And oh,
Yeah.
that sounded rude.
I don't know. It is a pretty tiny town. I don't even think there's a stoplight here.
And it was so quiet and wonderful to arrive and just be able to be in this space. It's just like just being here. We were talking about this is every part of this place and this town has like a memory of, oh, that's when I realized
I'm a lesbian.
I'm a
No.
lesbian. Yes. Or like, our teachers speaking to us, or like there's just memories thick in the walls. Or that's when I can't think of a good moment, Ariel.
They never come to you whenever you
Yeah.
need them, do they? But you all went to school here and you performed this as a part of your senior thesis back in 2014.
We did.
Yeah, sweet. Why did you decide to take that senior thesis? You took it to the New Orleans Fringe Festival and then on from there?
Well, we had nothing else going for us, so.
No. Listen, you're playing me. I'm usually that. What's happening? I'm the serious one now. No, we were like, well, the North Coast Journal did say it was a hit play.
And so you believe them and you took it out.
Yes. Yeah, we were like, oh my God. I can't remember his name, but yeah, that was really it. We had fun doing it. And then Ariel talks a lot about how we wanted to see if it would be funny outside of the context of school. And if people, yeah, if people we didn't know would like it. And I mean, in the thesis festival, there are a lot of people, locals that come that don't necessarily know us, but out of the context of Dell'Arte, would this still hold? And it did.
Yeah, and we found that a lot of people really did enjoy it. And it was more successful than we thought because we went to New Orleans and no one knows us there. And we actually got really good houses, and that built up a lot of confidence for me. And then, so I then submitted it to this other festival, a series of work in New York. When I had moved there, I met these people, Josh Luxemburg and John Levin, who have a theater company called Sinking Ship Productions. And they host a series of work every year. It's five plays throughout the year, and each play gets nine performances. And it's a curated series of new, innovative work. And so I submitted it, and we got in. And so then we got to perform it again in just a month ago in New York. And that was the point where we expanded it. Like when we did it here, it was about 45 minutes long. And then we had the opportunity, because they provide rehearsal space, to go deeper into the characters, to say like, what is really the essence of these characters and what brings them out, what makes them pop. We wanted to add more physical bits, physical humor. And so yeah, so that was a wonderful opportunity to get to really delve into it and pull it apart and put it back together.
Yeah, I talked to a few people who saw it as the part of the thesis, and they said that it changed a lot, and there was a lot of added new material, and they liked the new material a whole lot. So that's really cool. So even if people saw it for the thesis, you should come back and see it now, because it is pretty hilarious.
And we'd love to hear, yeah, especially people who saw it before, we'd love to hear feedback about how they feel it's changed, good or bad. Like we want to know, like what's going on.
And you're going to take this on the road. It's a short mini tour. You're going to go to Cal Arts next.
Yeah, we are going to go to the Cal Arts CESA, California Summer School of the Arts. I think I got it. California State Summer School of the Arts, and we're going to perform it just once there. Wish we could do more, but. And then give a talk back to the students about creating your own work, because, oh yeah, that's another thing. We did all of this. It's a hot topic for female written work. So it was just the two of us that wrote it, and we created it in 8 weeks here at Dell'Arte, and we directed it and we costumed it, and so it's all our fault. if anything's wrong.
Yeah.
So the glitter on your face is all your fault.
Yes.
That was a choice.
Definitely my fault. Yeah. I don't actually. I just got blue glitter because I performed. It got rained out, but I performed on the rooftop in New York City on my building for. Oh, nice. Yeah, it was fun for 4th of July, and I have these ridiculous American flag hot sequin pants. And I got blue glitter. And so then today I was like, ooh, Ariel, I'm going to wear the glitter today. And then,
like, perfect. It matches the dress.
It matches the dress. But yeah, I always feel a little bit like a clown when I'm putting on the makeup. Like, and these characters.
The big eyelashes and everything.
Yeah, and the big hair. And I mean, and that's the thing. It's not, we're sometimes like, are we clowns? What are we? But it's really, we play a lot with just like, What do we love to do, and what makes us laugh, and you know what's funny about just running in heels? Like we just did that for the first time today. Like I was like, oh yeah, it's just funny to watch women run in heels.
Yeah. So that wasn't a part of the play until today?
No,
that was
literally.
Until yeah, that was literally until today. We just got yeah. We just like, let's just run around a couple of times. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we keep doing that, which is fun. What keeps it really alive, I think. And we're also learning, like, oh, wait, there are some things that we wrote that are really good. We should just stick to that instead of letting it fall. But we're always playing with that balance. And that's what we so value about Del Arte, is admitting what is all the time. And that's what keeps it. And that's what, to me, that's why what I so value about theater and the work that I want to do is it's important about these people that are here right now, not just the actors, like the audience. You specifically are here, and that's important. And that you make this play what it is.
Tonight.
Yeah. And that's really valuable to me about theater, that a lot of theater in New York that I've noticed is so, and people want this, like people, and it's not a bad thing, but it's just not what I like, is that people do want to sit in the dark and not be seen. And it's almost like you're watching a movie. It doesn't matter that I'm there or not, but the theater I want to make is, it does matter that you're there, because we are what make it worth being around. Like, that's kind of just the essence.
And we're alive.
Yeah. Another thing that, like, about what's funny, she's talking about like running around. We have the really silly and goofy stuff like that, but it is a dark comedy, and the darkness of it comes from, we find a lot of darkness to be funny. The tragedy of our lives. Lucy and I have found that what helps us get through it is to laugh about it. And the darkness of our own relationship and the female relationships we've had. Like, even today, we had a moment, like, we were booking massages. And Lucy was like, do you want the first one or the second one? I was like, oh, I don't care. You know, whatever. What do you want? Like, oh, I don't care. Like, okay, well, I guess I'll just take the second one. Oh, good, because I wanted the first one. Like, we do that to each other all the time, because I actually did want the second one. But I want to make sure that, you know, because that's what women do and what we're taught to do.
Yes, you're supposed to be polite, right?
Yeah, exactly. And that's what this comedy is these two women try so hard to please the other person, and that's where they get in trouble.
And they go to these great lengths of doing these horrible things, like, I don't want to give it away, but you have to come and see to see what I'm talking about.
So come on out and see the show. It goes all this weekend. Ends on Sunday, right? Mm-hmm. So 8 p.m. Be at the Carlo.
And Sunday at 4 p.m.
Oh, it's a matinee on Sunday.
Yeah. Annie okay. And Mary Day.
So I guess you could show up Sunday at 8, but the play won't be here.
No.
You could. We'll still be here.
Yeah,
you can hang out with us.
A nice looking young man. I mean, like, not young.
Not like, young. Like, youngish.
You know, like late 20s, young, being younger-ish. Oh, my God.
We're
help.
Not upset about it. We were not ageist. Older is good, too.
Yeah, like 45?
Yeah.
50.
If you're rich, then the number gets a lot bigger.
Yeah.
Whether we like it or not, Carlo Theater, 8 p.m. Friday and Saturday, and 4 on Sunday. You're listening to K-Hum. This will be up on the website soon.